from KSRO, KSRO.com, and the KSRO app, available for download at the App Store and Google Play. This is continuing coverage of the coronavirus emergency.
Good afternoon and happy Mother's Day. I am Michelle Marquis in the KSRO newsroom with our latest information on coronavirus and how it impacts us here in Sonoma County. And joining me now on the KSRO live line is our Sonoma County Health Officer, Dr. Sundari Mace. Thank you so much for making time for us today.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about expanded testing. Who now is able to get tested for COVID-19 at the Chenate facility?
Yeah, at Chenate, we're testing all of our priority groups. That would be healthcare workers who are symptomatic or asymptomatic, the first responders, also symptomatic or asymptomatic, people at risk, like people over 65 or those with underlying medical conditions who have symptoms, and all of our essential workers. That would include people in grocery stores, the ports, utilities, public works, the county. Our in-home support service workers, we are offering testing for all those groups at this time.
And how quickly are you filling up with reservations to take those tests? Because people do still need to call in. They can't just show up, right?
Right. They can call in to get an appointment. I think I've already put that phone number out. It's on our website. 4667, I believe, is the number. And you can go to socoemergency.org for that resource. But there's also two OptumServe testing sites, one in Santa Rosa, one in Petaluma, and they are making appointments for anybody who would like to get tested. So okay. They're covering the general public who wants to get tested. And you have to call in or log into their website to get an appointment.
And all of that can be found at socoemergency.org. That's the place to find all that information. And how many tests are we managing to do each day right now? What's our capacity?
I think we are close to about 500 tests a day with the OptumServe site, with our own testing at Chenate, as well as testing from clinics and hospitals. So we are getting there.
Much closer to that target of 600 to 800 a day.
Right.
Right. Now, we've also, just on Friday, sort of loosened the shelter-in-place order for some low-risk businesses. How do you think this is going to impact what our test results are going to be as we go forward?
Well, for now, it's a fairly low-risk opening. In other words, all retail businesses, regardless of whether earlier they were considered essential or not. Now we're just saying all retail businesses can be open for curbside pickup and delivery. That would include clothing, shoes, furniture, toys, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you think that we will see in the next 2 weeks or so an increase of cases, positive cases, because of this loosening?
We might see more cases. I mean, the shelter-in-place was very effective, but when we start peeling away from shelter in place, we would expect that there'll be more cases that are confirmed. We're still seeing somewhere around 5 to 10, even 12, 14 cases a day, but most of those cases are still occurring in the contacts that we're testing.
Okay.
So we'll follow this really closely and let people know if we're seeing more community transmission.
And is there any number of new cases per day that might instigate sort of tightening again of the shelter-in-place orders?
Yeah, I think we are just monitoring this all very closely. We don't have any specific number at this time.
Okay.
We are increasing the numbers of cases every day. I think we're up to 309 cases now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And all of those numbers, of course, updated daily on socoemergency.org. How close are we to getting antibody tests?
We do have that ability in the lab. We're actually trying to validate the machine, and within the next couple weeks, we should have widespread testing in the groups that we're trying to test for surveillance. So we'll try to figure out what is a good representative sampling for our community to see how many people might have gotten infected over the last 3 months or so.
And with the tests that we are administering now, both at Chenate and the other two locations in Santa Rosa and Petaluma, how quickly are we getting back those tests? Those aren't the antibody tests. Those are just testing for COVID-19.
Right. So the PCR test, right. In Chennai, the 120 that are run by our lab is within 24 hours.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The tests that are sent to UCSF are within 72 hours. And the Optum Serve tests are going to Quest or LabCorp. And those, they've said between 48, up to 48 hours for a turnaround time for those.
Okay. Well, that's a relief that we're getting these results back much more quickly than we had been.
Yeah, I think the first week of UCSF testing got delayed because we inundated them with numbers, right. But I think they're catching up now. So we should be in that 72-hour turnaround this week.
And how have things gone with the sort of opening up of parks? Are we behaving ourselves?
Oh, yeah, I think people are doing a good job. We did have a lot of people go to the parks, but with physical distancing and facial coverings that they're carrying. And so I think we feel like we've done a pretty good job with the parks. In fact, we are going to be going to opening the parks further coming this week. So you'll be hearing more about that.
Oh, that's great. And I also see that you're modifying the times that you're going to be doing sort of your live updates. What is that new modification?
You mean the Facebook stream?
Right, yeah, those.
Right, so we'll be doing that three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and then we'll be speaking with the media every day.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate you talking with us today on Mother's Day. Thank you so much, Dr. Mace.
Okay. All right, thanks. Have a good day.
You too. That is our Sonoma County Health Officer with an update of where we stand today. And of course, keep listening to KSRO. You can find out further information on our website at ksro.com. We do have a new app that you can download from the Play Store and also the iTunes Store, and take KSRO with you wherever you go. And be sure to tune in on Monday morning for the KSRO Morning News. I am Michelle Marquis, and this is KSRO.